Here we are, live over the internet through BBS Radio. Thank you so much, BBS, my dear friends in the Bay Area.
That was early.
For making this possible for us. I hit a giggle, Helen. What do you say, Helen?
I was singing. You turned my song off.
You were singing. All right. Yes. So here we are live. This is the usual simulcast with a
conference
call.
That was a great song.
That is a great song. Yes. You can work it out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I need things like that. So thank you.
You're welcome. And right now I can no longer play it because right now we are on a public broadcasting platform. So we cannot. That is how it goes. But thank you for being here, Helen.
Oh, no. Thank you for being there. I love your voice.
Thank
I love
Deja's
voice.
All right. I love your giggles.
Don't get me started.
So, another. So we have the Monday evening show. This is a wild card. We'll see what happens to see if we have a guest or not. We wait for Wendy and Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona, to present themselves here shortly. And I thank everyone for being here. Today it is the second day of March in 2020. My name is Gijs Minderhout. I live in Los Molinos, California. And we do our daily conference call at 7 p.m. It is a whole planet healing gathering, like a planetary visualization or meditation, whatever you want to call it. I don't want to call it prayer, but you can see it as such as well. Together, we talk back and forth a little bit, and when Ethereal takes over, mutes the phone lines, he either reads an excerpt from the channel materials or he plays a recording. Whereafter he puts worldly issues into the love light for remediation, for harmony, for things to go well, and it is then the earthquakes, the volcanoes, the political issues, things like that. And of course, when you listen in, you can just have your own thoughts, you can yourself into the love light. You can put friends or family members or situations or issues into the love light. We are like surrounded or emerged in this cloud of energy, sort of. That's how it feels like to me when we do those whole planet healing gatherings. And it gives you the opportunity to work on things while being part of that energy. All right. Let me see. I will give you here the phone number for this whole planet healing call. That's only you can only participate by the calling in the conference call. Hold on 1 second. The phone number to participate is 712-770-4340, and the access code is 250-513-pound. We had another person joined in here. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Wanda, Saskatchewan, Canada.
Hello, Wanda. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you for representing Canada.
Hello, Heis.
Welcome. And the next person, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Debbie from California.
The dolphin arrived. Good evening, Debbie.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you, dear.
All right. I think I heard another ding. Welcome. Please share name and location.
Hi, hi, isn't everyone? Shirley from Ohio.
Good evening, Shirley. Welcome.
Hello, hi. This is Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Jane. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And who else?
And Jeannie in Citrus Heights. Hi, hi.
Hi, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, all of you. And someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location. For the next one, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi from Sedona. It's Raiden.
Welcome, Raiden.
Hi.
Hi, Raiden.
Thank you for being here.
Trust everything's going well.
Just outstanding.
Excellent.
Yes. All right. How are you doing, Raiden?
You know, not bad. I've been steadily improving. I'm not quite where I'd like to be, uh-huh. but I feel I will be soon.
Yeah. You're talking medically, right?
Yeah, it's just some stuff inside me.
Yeah.
All
right, man. Keep it up.
Yeah. I will.
Right.
You always encourage me. Your wonderful voice when I come on.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, and energy.
Good.
I could feel it.
That's kind of you to say. Glad to hear that.
Yes.
And I've also... Go ahead.
We're the only ones on right now, huh?
Well, we are here with Wanda and Debbie, Shirley, Jane, Jeannie, yourself, myself, and those that are listening in online through BBS Radio. I welcome all of you and thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hello, Don.
Wanda.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Good evening, Janine. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, Dawn.
And I want to mention to those that are not familiar with it, listening on PBS, you can also find the information for the Whole Planet Healing Call at the website wholeplanethealing.com. wholeplanethealing.com. And the whole is WHOLE. The whole 9 yards.
Guys, did you learn English when you were going to school as a kid?
Yes. It is, when I was, they started back then, they started doing it when you turned 12. It's like the second language is English. And these days, they started at a younger age already. English language. Yes. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Oh, hi. Hi, everyone. It's Prudy.
Prudy, good evening. Welcome. Good
hi,
to have
Prudy.
You.
Good evening. Hi.
Prudy from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Right.
And Michigan.
Yeah, by way of Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan's nice, except for the weather.
Yeah, not as bad as Buffalo, though. I lived there a while.
Nice. Got to be a winter person.
Not really. Believe it.
I stand to live in Buffalo.
Yeah, it's actually kind of fun.
Were you ever there for
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
This is Juliet in Okemos, Michigan.
Hi, Juliet. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Juliet.
Hello.
Speaking of Michigan.
Hi, Juliet. Hello. What about Michigan?
We were just talking about it. Prudy's from Michigan originally.
Really? Whereabouts?
Well, not originally, but I lived there for probably 15 years in Northville.
Okay.
Farmington Hills. Yeah.
Outside of Detroit, or I should say way outside Detroit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Metro. I really liked it, but I also lived in Buffalo. And, you know, there isn't a snow plow made that you can't plow snow with in Buffalo. So they actually move the snow around quite a bit.
Yeah, they get a lot of snow in Buffalo.
Were you ever there for one of those house-burying blizzards?
Yes. In fact, I have been. And I was in a cabin way out in the woods. And I didn't really know it was a blizzard because I didn't have a TV out there. I was helping open a camp up, and there's a gas well on the property, so we had free gas, so you could just blast the furnace and stay warm. And I just thought, there's an awful lot of snow out here. I've never seen the drifts this high. I thought they were drifts. That was the actual snow fall.
Wow.
Yeah.
Been tipped off by the name Camp Blizzard.
Yeah, Camp Blizzard, exactly. And the bad part of Buffalo, which is the South Town. Yeah.
You could have suffocated like you were under an avalanche.
I know. In fact, only once did I have like the creeps come over me. Like I could die here and no one would know. But I chased that thought away. Yeah.
Yeah, they would have found you in the spring, pretty. Don't worry.
They would have. They would have.
With sprouts coming out of you.
Delicious sprouts. Delicious, nutritious sprouts.
Good evening, and welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Nick from Perth, Western Australia.
Hello, Nick. Australia here. Welcome, my friend.
Good day, Nick.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you for being
here.
Hi,
Nick.
Hello, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Blessings
to you.
Well, greetings.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Don.
Is today the day that the gopher or whatever takes a look at his shadow?
Two more people joined in. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Roger and Wynn.
Hello, Roger. Welcome.
Hi, Roger.
Hello,
hi, Wynn.
Wynn.
Hi, Roger. Hi, Wynn.
Pretty, you mean the gopher that comes out on Groundhog's Day?
Yeah, Groundhog's Day, that's it.
That you're gopher?
You're a month late.
Oh, and
hi, Helen.
Do I see Nick here?
Yes.
You see his phone number?
Yes. Is that Nick?
Yes.
I want to hear that Aussie accent. Come on.
I don't know.
He doesn't have an accent. You have an
there
accent.
There it is.
Yeah, you have the accent. Yes, this is me.
You know, you ever wonder how accents get developed? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of the way people talk. I know over in Queensland, people talk differently, and the way that they use their mouth and say their words is different as well.
You know where I come from? I was going to say, where I come from back in Holland, it was like, well, small towns were like about 3 miles apart, and then there were several of those towns had really their own dialect, just one little town. Amazing.
Yeah, it can vary a lot in a short distance, right?
Mm-hmm.
The same is true in the States. You can go from Virginia to Roanoke, and they don't even talk the same.
Mm-hmm.
Say, what can I do you for? Think about
I wonder that. If it has to do with DNA.
Apparently, they're called mountain people. I don't know what that means, but that's what they were called.
All right, let's get started. That way, I know it's early for you guys.
All right, I can read the lines. I got the dings. And
wait, let me ask one thing. Helen, I was going to call you Giggles, but I had a second thought.
Uh-oh.
You need more dignity, okay?
That's no fun.
But, you know, you sent me an email with a certain product that you thought was really good, right?
Right.
What was it called?
D-linolate. It's the active ingredient in olive leaf.
And did you take it?
I've been taking it for years, but I had forgotten it when I had all those accidents. And
I
all
see.
Of a sudden, with the rise of the coronavirus, and I was going through all my old stuff, I found it and suddenly remembered where I found it and how powerful it is.
Yeah. You know, I'll just mention a couple things about coronavirus. Robert Rowan, who is one of the experts on ozone therapy, actually a few years ago went and was curing people from SARS. And he was trying to get attention for it. And he is absolutely sure that ozone therapy would cure coronavirus. He wrote an article about it. I'll probably send it out in an email. But just letting you know, if you're doing ozone therapy and you ever feel like it's urgent with a virus, the way to fix it is to get ozone IVs at some local alternative practitioner. And I don't know how many you need. I know you can usually get them for between $100 and $200 each. But ozone kills all those viruses, okay? And I have studied ozone for a long time, and I believe that's true. But you could do it. You could do it yourself. You could get an ozone generator, and you can do rectal insufflations, which is sticking a tube up your rear end and absorbing the colon in your absorbing the ozone in your colon, not absorbing your colon. Take that back. My God.
That might be a problem.
It might
Helen,
be.
I think,
right.
Helen, I think your dignity is fine, by the way.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
I tried it.
Well, I think your beingness is even better.
Well, thank you, Lynn.
And your lovability is pretty high. Okay.
Oh, what about ozonated water? Would that help?
Well,
or does that?
I mean, it would probably help, but it would probably help. But if it was life threatening, I wouldn't depend on it. You know.
Okay.
And then there's another thing. Now, this one here is really controversial, and it's also very inexpensive. It's called MSM. How many of you heard of MSM?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
It's sodium hypochlorite, and some people poo-poo it because it's a form of bleach, I believe, and they say, how could bleach cure anything? But there's a very specific protocol. You can look it up. You can read about it. It's not expensive. And who is that guy who is the person that brought MSM into public attention?
You're talking about MSM.
Phil Rich.
So Phil Rich?
Phil, B-I-L-L.
No, maybe I'm thinking about MMS. Am I thinking about MMS?
MMS.
Okay, take it back. It's MMS. Just look up MMS. And this guy has cured a lot of people. And the guy's name who... Jim Humble, right, Jim Humble. You know, he's on YouTube. I don't think he's ever made a lot of money on it. I don't think he ever sold it, or if he did, he stopped, right? And just became a proponent for it. And lots of people said it cured them of cancer. I mean, if Terry was, if nothing else worked, I was going to revert to it, okay? But you got to be careful with it. You got to read the instructions carefully, because you have to take a little bit at a time and build it up, like a few drops at a time, as I recall. Okay, and I mean it might be good just to have some, just in case. All right.
Thank you.
Now, something I read today is that China is having everybody destroy all their records concerning this virus, okay? All the tests that were done, and it further confirms there's something fishy.
That sounds kinky.
Yeah.
Who was it? Who did you say that is destroying the records?
It was in an article. It looked like a credible article, okay?
Okay. I just didn't understand when you said it sounded like some...
It wasn't CDC? No. CDC didn't come from our government, you know? And another thing that was... There's a number of things fishy about this. You can draw your own conclusions. But one of them was there were videos of Chinese authorities going to apartment buildings and welding the doors shut full of people.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's horrible.
Yes, it is horrible. And they were screaming while this was happening.
Oh, my God.
And that the incidences of it were much higher. Many people have said that, much higher than they reported. Okay? 10 times higher. Okay? So,
Now, you know, it's all the way how you look at it, because, you know, if you look at the last flu going around here in the States, you know, I don't know how many people have died on coronavirus over here, but during the flu
much
season...
Much less than the regular flu.
The flu season, there were 18,000 people that sacrificed their lives due to the flu. I mean, and with this coronavirus, yes, we don't have a medicine for it, but it is so small in proportion. It's completely overblown in the news, but it's so small in proportion if you look at realize.
Well, you know, the thing about the coronavirus is we can have a discussion about this. I think I'm going to play a replay. But the one thing about the coronavirus, according to the reports, and I'm telling you, I wouldn't believe anything I read, but I'll quote it and let you know, it's highly, highly contagious. So the potential for it reaching more people would seem to be higher than a flu, okay? And, but who knows? Maybe flus are just as contagious and we just don't know it, okay?
It is.
It is? Okay, but in any case, just keep your eyes open. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid, but be aware.
Like the fisherman said, or the fisherman back in the day when one of those ships in the 1800s or something was sinking, and they got out, the captain in the little boat with some of the guys rowing, he said, pray to God, but keep rowing to shore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. It is March the 2nd.
Okay.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is March 2nd, 2020. And I think yesterday was the Ides of March. And I'm going to do a replay that was from 2012. And it was before December in 2012. I don't have the date here. But everyone was anticipating that something was going to happen on December 12th, I believe was the date, which was the day that the Mayan calendar ended. And our sources were saying, well, nothing special is going to happen on that day. But it had to do with the galactic alignment when there was the maximum flow of energy coming from source into our realm. And, of course, that's a common, not topic, but a common term now. But in those days, I don't think people thought about it. And, but, in any case, here we go.
I know we have people listening all over the place these days, all over the world, and we're so glad to have you with us and supporting this. As most of you know, and some of you may not, this is a very unusual interaction between... I'll get rid of those things for a second. An unusual interaction between intelligence in higher dimensions and Earth. Okay, I just paused it for a moment, and it's 7:22, and this has a really good channeling at the end of it, but if I just let it run, we're going to overrun the time, and I had it all timed perfectly. And so until I started talking about the virus, and I screwed it up. So let me move it forward. That way you don't have to look.
32 what? Minutes left. We have 32 minutes left on the show.
Okay. So let me see here.
And I think
I'll
it was
just bring
December the 21st, 2012.
Right. Oh, I got them mixed up, right?
And also I believe that the special March day, I heard people say that yesterday, that is not until the 15th, I believe.
Okay. Well, that's the March. The Ides of March is the 15th?
I believe so, yes.
Don't they say March comes in? I'm not going to say anything. Ides, don't tempt me. Okay. So, it's...
31
I'll start
minutes.
It, I'll start at 15 minutes in, and hopefully... People on this planet that are accessing the source, the better... it's going to turn out, okay? So we're going to ask some of those questions tonight about possibilities. And they always talk about probability vortices, and that on one hand, it's good to know what might happen so that you can have insurance. Like insurance might be having extra water in your refrigerator or in your cupboard. Insurance might be a lot of canned food. Insurance might be some gold coins, some silver coins. And insurance might be a couple of cans of gas. So that if there's long lines of gas lines, and you have to get out of Dodge, you can. But, you know, there was one question that was asked, not to Terry, but to another source, I think about four or five years ago. And, you know, what they said was, the best insurance is community. The best insurance is having people that you've built spiritual affinity with and connection with in your own community, because
That keeps you working together. That keeps you, if there's anything that happens that's really dangerous, you have people to turn to. For example, if you just have a bunch of gold coins under your bed and you think that's going to save you, and your neighbors know about it, or somebody knows about it, or even people think about it, guess who's going to be a target? You. You may end up being worse off than a guy with no gold coins. So these are things that each person has to figure out. And I know I want to make a point that one of the reasons we started Team Shift was to start Senses of Community. And I know that many of you have sent in applications, and we haven't done anything yet. And the reason is because we were not prepared for so many people. We've just been, you know, lankering along, and we have little groups of people that have developed great affinity with each other. And Team Shift is a great thing because you get to know people in other areas. So if there ever was a real emergency, you'd have people to go to. And the time to develop these kinds of things is now, not when there's an emergency. Because when there's an emergency and everyone's clamoring, it's really hard to know where to go because anybody can't help everybody. There's too many people. But if you built your relationship now, if you built your community now, that's going to last through calamity. So on that note, I'm going to start going into a session now, and I'm going to ask questions about all this. Let me mute. Okay, now I picked this topic, and I didn't ask them if that was okay. So they
what
may change.
What is the topic?
You'll find out. Just a second. So they may change their mind. And the really big disclaimer is, remember, that when we bring intelligence through from other dimensions, it is not meant to be absolute. It's meant to be considered. It's possible that Jerry's conscious mind can bleed through. It's even possible we get a negative source, although I don't think so, because I don't think that's ever happened. But I do think Jerry's mind bleeds through sometimes. So we're not here dispensing truth, and we're going to see what resonates and take it in and see what we need to prepare ourselves for things that could happen. This is 2012. Loads of people are saying December 2012, something is going to happen. There are people saying the negative is going to make something happen on December 2012, just because so many people are thinking about it. We have solar flares. It's obvious weather changes are happening. And we're going to look at that picture for in as much as we can in, we have about 30 minutes, and see what our sources say. So I'm going to call in the light. I think, Terry, after I call in the light, anyone on the line that's needing for healing will leave a space of maybe 30 seconds so that people can bring in the energies and ask for healing for themselves or other people. Is that okay with you, Terry? Is everything okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so we'll give it 30 seconds after you call in the light.
Yeah, and that means if you're feeling the energy or even if you're not, just ask silently for things you need. And at one point, they said, write it down. If you want to write it down, they said, that strengthens the connection. So get a piece of paper and write it down. And if any of you have results, please email me and let me know what happened, okay? And I'll share it with other people. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the sun, to the earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection amongst all of those present on this line, and all of you who are listening to the replays anywhere on the planet. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. Now, right now, I want to ask for a special blessing, a special prayer, a special intent for all of you who are going through anything, whether it's disease, whether it's a difficult relationship, whether it's someone you care about that's having a problem. I want you to feel this energy, and I want you to send it to your problem for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. When I say send it to your problem, I should clarify, send it to your solution, okay? We don't want to strengthen the problem. We ask to surround the problem in love and let it release and heal so we have a solution. Okay, we are ready, and you can deliver, our sources can deliver through Terry their opening statement and whatever they want to say on the topic that I have introduced.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is July 16th, 2012, planet Earth, in the density that is considered the third density. And we take a look at your planet, and we see many, many wonderful people and many light workers. We also see many people that are under pressure, economic pressure, and people that are struggling to make ends meet and are struggling to hold their family together, and people that are influenced to some degree or another, many people, by karma. And one of the karmic things that plays havoc with an individual's life is the belief that they are not worthwhile or they are not worthy. This can be picked up by comments that are made by the parents or other people when they are growing up. And this is something to reprogram yourself from, because you are worthwhile. We extend farther to the nature of the elements on the planet, and we see that they are in the effect of the stars, of the energy of the stars. And we see that we, in the third density, are here with you, as we are multidimensional. We see an intensity in the frequency, an intensity of density that is increasing, and we see that it is moving your poles, your magnetic poles, and that as the density increases, the frequency also increases, and you have a pushing upon and a pulling upon the magnetic biosphere around the Earth, the magnetic flux, the magnetic fields, and that this is working in the areas of your Earth that are weakened by the lack of the ozone layer in places. This is affected by the harp energies, as they do not totally consider all of the ramifications of the specific energies they are aiming at the skies, and that there are, as we speak, solar flares that are impending upon Earth. And if we take all of these influences together, the consciousness of the people, the consensus reality of all of the people, and the struggles that they are going through creates a further vibration and density. And we take all of these frequencies and these impingements together, that there are some overriding influences, such as the position of Earth within the galactic field, and the impingement is creating a change in the magnetic field, which can lead to a magnetic pole shift. You have seen some anomalies in the migration paths of whales and dolphins, which is partly due to this. Some of your airports have had to change the direction that the planes take off so that their compasses will continue to direct them in the correct direction for their flight path. The outcome of this, particularly after Earth comes to the center of the galactic plane and moves to the other side, which has been happening gradiently, makes this impingement accelerate. So consciousness, such as groups such as yours, and we totally appreciate each and every one of you in your participation, as this helps with clearing up the consensus reality to bring through a clarity towards the survival, towards the clearing of karma, towards the bringing of love and love light into the third density, this is a group that understands in general the importance of the love light and the importance of bringing the joy into the life, into the earth realm. For he as a person works towards the betterment of their life, to bring joy into it, to bring joy into the world, into the life, to bring excitement and enthusiasm and passion into the life, really helps change outcomes. As you do this, then it replaces the dreaded look at what might happen with all of the detrimental things, all of the things that people put out there, that the media puts out there, that might happen. The market is going to crash. The economy is going down. Passion and enthusiasm and excitement can bring a new look, can bring a look in that works, that moves towards exciting things for the economy, the replacement of the energy that is used by other means of energy, Tesla energy, solar energy, other energies that can be an exciting replacement, can provide jobs. We hold this there as the people on this line have the ability to love and to care and to feel joy, which can bring a change to the consensus reality. Those are our comments. Do you have questions?
Yes. You know, we have people all over the world, and I know, of course, people are worried about economic changes and breakdowns. And they're worried about earthquakes and tsunamis and volcanoes. And is there any, if you want to address this, are there any areas where people should be particularly careful about storing food and water, or any high likelihoods of those kinds of events?
Thank you. We say that community is one of the most important things. Getting onto things like team shift, which is something that Wynn set up to put little groups of people together that can help each day to support each other and can provide the fuel towards survival in times when there may be more difficult times in an area. Things such as, there is a water machine that takes water out of the air using solar power, and one can have enough water, which is very important for survival, can have enough water from this machine to sustain them 1 to 4 liters a day, depending upon what machine that they get, or to store a little bit of water, or if one is in a difficult area, for instance, in times of difficulty, some of the cities can be a difficult area, so individuals can make take a look around and see what's neighboring in the country or different places to go. We do not wish to create alarm. These are simple, and we do not have a particular location in mind when we were saying this. These are just common sense things that an individual can do. They can get the family together and see if something happens here, how can we all get together and make arrangements of how people can meet or get together. And if they are on team shift, then they can use team shift with people in different areas and to be on the calls. We look at it from a slightly different viewpoint in that we see that each and every person's life is a chapter in their track. And as they move from one life and transition to another, they take valuable lessons with them that they can use as they move through their track. One of the most important things is to reprogram yourself to believe in yourself, to trust in yourself, and know that you are extremely valuable and you are a beautiful, beautiful, magnificent, divine being. And this knowledge will carry you through anything, and you can simply move through it and on, much as a child falls off the wagon, scrapes his knee, and then gets up and heals and one moves on. That is but a transition into a new chapter of your life. Those are a comment.
A lot of people are talking about solar flares and the potential for a big solar flare to come down and disrupt things. Is that a high possibility, a high probability, a low probability? And if it's in the cards for that to occur, how might it impact us?
We see that there is a connection between the sun and the earth, and we see that the sun is under pressure right now. It burned darkly for a few years, and there were not solar flares. However, now it is breaking out because of all of the pressure, and it is the solar flare cycle time for the sun. It will produce solar flares. If the solar flare does not aim towards Earth, then there is no worry. However, if it is aimed at Earth, then it will most likely affect the satellites, and they have some protection in that they can close down their protective machinery to protect against the solar flare. Also, flights may be asked to fly lower than, say, 30,000 feet in the air. It is unlikely that the solar flares will come to Earth and create the burning of part of the Earth's surface. Although in the 1800s, there was a solar flare that began some of the telegraph wires to burn. This is a rare occurrence, but it is a possibility. There is a connection, as we were saying, between the Earth and the Sun. And the better we treat Earth, the more harmony it will have. And it will not be communicating to the Sun, asking it for help. When you, not you that are on the line, but people of Earth set off hydrogen bomb explosions, it creates a tearing within the atmosphere. It creates a tearing that needs to be healed. And the Earth experiences trauma as a result of that. The spirits of protection of the Earth experience extreme trauma when a hydrogen or atom bomb is set off. Explosions are difficult, and sometimes Earth signals the Sun and asks for help from the trauma. So, in a sense, as Carla Buckhart has said, in the law of one material, we are all one. And when one thinks they are getting away with something and no one has noticed and there are no consequences because no one has noticed, that is not true. It becomes a part of the whole, a part of all. And they have not gotten away with it. So we are all one. And that is one of the reasons we are so delighted to have contact with each and every one of you that wishes contact made, because it is reestablishing ourselves as a whole and letting you know that you are not alone and you are part of the family.
Thank you.
A more question.
A lot of people are talking about December of 2012, which is not very far away. And of course, there's, if you listen to George Norrie, there's people saying every which way kind of thing. And there's also people saying that the negative is trying to take advantage of that date and that anticipation to create something to happen that wouldn't naturally happen, but would happen as a result of some negative catalyst. Could you share with us what we might, the probability vortices of things happening in December of 2012?
The probability is that we will move through that period without too much difficulty. Individuals should be aware of their circumstances around them and should take special precaution to make sure that they drive safely and that they have put their house in order. For safety means not to start a fire and leave the ashes on the porch, or, you know, just take your normal precautions, but we do not see in the outcome that there is anything particularly detrimental as a whole. And we realize that there are people that are totally convinced that there will be tidal waves, and there will be difficulties. Now, we do not, we see that there are events that will happen because Mother Earth needs to release pressures in certain areas, which can be through prayer of groups, lessons, and can be very much changed in outcome by consensus of light being brought to the area. As far as negative groups, we do not wish to delve too much into the negativity, as we do see negative things, but we do not see them particularly, how do you say, we view the earth and the things going on and the projections that are projected for them, and we do not see some huge difficulty, but we do see some negative groups that would love to make some problems.
Okay. We have run out of time. I'm going to play the last 6 minutes of this on Whole Planet Healing. I just queued it up. So we're going.
Unmuted.
If you're on BBS, Whole Planet Healing, it's 712-770-4340, 501-026, I think. Wait a second, I better look here. No, 250-513. 250-513 pound.
So we need to move. You need to move those 6 minutes over to the other console, or how are you going to do that?
I already did it.
Okay. Okay. Super.
I uploaded it to the other console. Okay. So I'll just start it 6 minutes over because this is an interesting session. Thank you all for being here, and we'll see. Probably see you in a minute or two. This is a pretty interesting call, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll see you. Thank you.
Thank you.